Welcome back to EcoTalk, and we are continuing our discussion on the connections between this incredibly destructive hurricane season, and it's not over yet, and the arrival of global warming. Climate chaos seems to have come overnight. Our first guest in this segment is Peter Webster. He's a professor at Georgia Tech with a PhD from MIT, and he published an article that came out just last month in Science Magazine, the preeminent science journal, on the connections between more intense hurricanes and what we've been doing to Mother Nature. It's not nice to fuel her, and we keep getting her wrath right back. Probably deserve it. Jerome Ringo will then join us. He's chairman of the board of directors for the National Wildlife Federation, and it may not seem obvious what the connection to hurricanes the National Wildlife Federation might have, but, of course, in addition to taking human life and incredible toll on property, wildlife and critical habitats are being wiped out with this succession of increasingly strong hurricanes. So thanks for joining us, Mr. Webster.
You say
Wilma. We just passed through Wilma, and that was since we last broadcast a week ago. That was, you say, the fourth or fifth category, or the fifth category, four or five hurricane in the Gulf region, and normally that only happens every 100 years.
Yeah, it's hard to know exactly how often such things happen, but we do know, for example, that there have been four Category 5s and one Category 4 hurricane in the Gulf this year, and that certainly is the most vicious season for the Gulf in a long, long time. And, of course, we just surpassed the 1939 most tropical storms, named tropical storms, in a season. So it certainly is a very, very different year this year, but it's part and parcel of a series of very active years that have occurred in the last 5 or 6 years.
Now, your article was published just a few days after Katrina hit. What was the essence of it?
We were interested to follow up on an earlier article by Kevin Trimberth in Science, who stated that the anomalous behavior of hurricanes were a result of global warming. And we sort of pondered the idea that one had to be careful making global speculations by just looking locally at where there are only 12% of the total hurricanes per year globally. So we looked around the globe in a very thorough study at all the other basins, the West Pacific Ocean, East Pacific Ocean, South Indian Ocean, Southwest Pacific, where hurricanes do form. And we found exactly the same type of behavior, that in all of those basins, the sea surface temperature is increasing since 1970 by about 1 degree Fahrenheit, and that the intensity of hurricanes has shifted so that there are now more and more Category 4s and 5s around the globe, roughly up by about 80%. Between the 70s and the last 10 years.
And can we expect more of the same?
Well, I think there are two things at play here. One is the steady creep due to global warming, which I mentioned, and the other is that there's natural variability and oscillations which occur, like El Nino and oscillations, especially in the Atlantic Ocean. And I think even the most conservative people who may not want to believe in global warming would say that the natural variability in the Atlantic Ocean is such that we can expect the next 10, 15 years to be very virile. I would add to that that the global warming will probably make things somewhat worse. So I think the type of thing that we're seeing now, though I hate to speculate, is going to become more the norm than the exception.
That's what it's looking like.